Wave 98.3 is CIWV FM, 98.3 FM, Vancouver.
6 o'clock on the coast. I'm Tara Jean, and here's what's making waves in Van City. So did you hear about John Horgan? Our former premier has passed away after a public battle with cancer. Tributes are being shared by friends and family and former colleagues. And really, their sentiments are painting a picture of a leader with a great sense of humor, a temper, and also someone who could quickly turn a problem into a solution. John Horgan was just 65 years old. In other news, and to Washington, D.C. now, where today President-elect Donald Trump is going to meet with current President Joe Biden at the White House. Wonder how that's going to be. The vibes? Hey, since he won last elections too, I will say Trump's been very busy forming his new administration. It does include several U.S. politicians who have previously expressed concerns about Canadian border security. And Trump's also announced a new defense secretary who believes women should be removed from combat roles in the U.S. military. Back home and on the ice last night, Canucks battled the Calgary Flames and came out on top. Let's go. Final score was 3-1, and it's another quick turnaround for the Canucks. They host the New York Islanders Friday night, home again back at Rogers Arena. And finally, okay, it's been a pretty stormy night on the South Coast. This hour, the wind warning's been lifted, but damage is done. Hydro's still working to restore power to more than 15,000 residents and businesses. One of the more notable outages is you're going to see it along Oak Street, right in front of BC Women's and BC Children's Hospital. If the power is out on those properties, they've got generators keeping it going. But man, the traffic lights are keeping it real dark right along that stretch of Oak. So Oak and 29th, that hood. So take care on the roads. But for the actual forecast, wind warning's been lifted, but rainfall warning's still in effect. We got showers sticking around all day, and it could get kind of interesting this afternoon. Let me tell you why. Mornings with Tara G. Thunder. The risk of thunder. We'll throw that into the mix. And this afternoon, a high of just 12 degrees. Actually, 12's not bad, hey? Right now at 555 West Georgia, it's lightly raining and 9. Warren Hill on the wave. And I'm your girl, TJ. We can officially say Grey Cup Week is underway because today at Canada Place, we are going to have the opening ceremonies. So if you and the fam are football lovers, or maybe you're just looking for something to do so your underage kids don't get too bored. I remember having kids that were like 3, 4, like maybe not in school yet and always finding things to do. If it's not too late for them, 6 to 8 o'clock is that opening ceremony at Canada Place. Again, it's a free event, so that's always appealing. And then afterwards, this is cool. It's going to be Canada's largest drone show tonight outside Canada Place. And you will be able, I'm going to imagine, be able to see that from the North Shore too. So look forward to that and to the big Grey Cup day. It's going to be Toronto versus Winnipeg Sunday at BC Place.
Picture yourself gliding through the breathtaking landscapes of southern France in unmatched luxury. Imagine stepping aboard the elegant Riverside Revel, where every moment is pure indulgence. From Lyon to Avignon, this isn't just a cruise, it's a feast for the senses. Join renowned chef and restaurateur John Bishop, the charming Bruno Feldazin from The Great Canadian Baking Show, and sommelier Robin Court for a culinary journey like no other. Taste the Rhone's finest, stroll through historic vineyards, and savor exclusive creations that bring the region's flavors to life. With personal butler service, world-class dining, and stunning views at every turn, this is more than a trip. It's the journey of a lifetime, and we've put aside a cabin for two exclusively for you. Drop by wave983.fm to get on the standby list. You dream, we deliver. From Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Looking for free and credible resources to help you navigate the online world safely and responsibly? Mediasmarts.ca has all kinds of quick and easy-to-use tools waiting for you. From learning how to protect your privacy to verifying and fact-checking information and navigating AI, Mediasmarts offers games, quizzes, articles, and guides for all ages. Learn how to spot fake news with the help of the House Hippo. Think critically about the media we love and find ways to be informed and active online. Visit Mediasmarts.ca today and learn the skills you need to thrive in the digital world.
get talking. Call or text The Wave anytime at 604-9099-983.
To our former premier, John Horgan, last night at Rogers Arena. It was probably a poignant moment for a lot of people who were there. Love him or hate him, there's a lot of tributes and memories being shared after he passed away yesterday. And, you know, John Horgan was pretty public about his battle with cancer, which hit him and his life more than once, I believe three times. So the takeaway here is, no matter who you are, especially I think we're speaking to gentlemen right now, make sure you're getting your regular checkups. You check in with your doctor and take care of you, and thereby taking care of your family. Am I right? John Horgan was 65 years old, and if you want to see the photo of the tribute that the Canucks gave to him last night, I've just posted a photo on the Wave 98.3 Facebook page. I'll see you there. Here's Seal on the Wave.
Then the rainstorm came over me. And I felt my spirit break. But time threw a prayer to me, and all around me became still. Yeah.
Les Stabler's Crescent Shores. And this is Wave 98.3. Happy Wednesday and welcome to the morning show. I'm your girl TJ, and I want to hear it for BC Hydro this morning. Crews are working so hard to restore power to nearly 15,000 customers. That and more making waves on the West Coast. And yeah, this windstorm overnight, man, did it wallop us on the South Coast. The wind warning has since been lifted, though, but the rainfall warning has not. Your full forecast in a moment. But meanwhile, today in BC, flags are going to fly at half-mast at all provincial and federal buildings. This is after the death of former BC Premier John Horgan. Now, the flags will remain at half-mast until his funeral or memorial service, and the date for that is yet to be set. This is all pretty fresh. John Horgan was just 65 years old. In other news, maybe you guys have been wondering like me about the teenager who was diagnosed with bird flu last week. This guy is in the Fraser Valley. As you can imagine, his friends and family are gathering around him, supporting family and friends too. And the sad news here is that he's still in critical condition. So the source of this teen's bird flu may never be known, but it is believed to be an animal he came in contact with. The spread of bird flu in humans in recent years, this is according to virologists, it's made it inevitable that we would eventually see cases of it here in Canada. And now we have. But for now, there's no vaccine available in our country to protect us from bird flu. Now let's do our best to shake that off for a moment, and let's check in at Rogers Arena. Good news to report this morning. It was a win last night, 3-1 for the Canucks over Calgary. Next game's Friday nighter. It's against the visiting New York Islanders. And finally, wave weather. Still under that rainfall warning this morning as the winds finally died down a bit anyway. It's going to be showers today with the risk of thunder this afternoon and a high of 12. Right now at 5:55 West Georgia, lightly raining and 9.
Are you feeling down and lonely? Feeling like you can't go on? Just remember love will find a way. Tell me, are you going through changes? Time seems like it's passing by. Just believe that love will find a way. I see the tears you cry. I see the pain that's in your eyes. So many times you were so lonely, and no one seemed to care. But if your hopes for your tomorrow
will always be in your soul.
98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Brown and Huge Groove on the Wave, and I'm your girl TJ. So a moment ago, about 10 minutes ago, I said, hey, lightly raining at 9 degrees, and then I looked out the window and went, oh no, it's really kicked in. So we've got a rainfall warning in place for, and I imagine it'll be in place for much of the morning as we anticipate a heck of a lot of rain. And, you know, last night's windstorm, still feeling the impacts of that. With that just in, BC Ferries says that they're still playing catch up this morning after some cancellations yesterday. And the rotten business here is that there's now a four sailing wait from Tawasin to Swartz Bay, Victoria. But if you want to get from Tawasin to Duke Point, maybe go the long way around on the Malahat to Victoria. Ugh, that's always disappointing when you have to do that. But if you need to, Tawasin to Duke Point, only a possible sailing wait there. Good luck with it. It's 6:42.
Hey, I'm Dave Koz, and this weekend, the Dave Koz Radio Show welcomes the very funky bassist, artist Julian Vaughn. He's got some great stories to tell and some hot new music to share with us as well. Visit DaveKoz.com during the week for all the details and be here this weekend for another edition of the Dave Koz Radio Show.
The Dave Koz Radio Show is heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on Wave 98.3.
Savor the best of White Rock during Taste White Rock, a premier restaurant festival happening all month. West Beach, East Beach, Five Corners, and Uptown all have featured restaurants, cafes, and breweries offering a special signature dish or drink. Visit TasteWhiteRock.com for a full list of participating eateries. Plus, check out White Rock BIA on social media to enter their daily contests. Experience the unique restaurant culture and their city by the sea at Taste White Rock. Details at TasteWhiteRock.com.
Georgia, ride me up in all the ocean. In my arms, let me hold ya. I'll never let you go again like I did. Oh, you used to say I would never fall in love again until I found her. I said I would never fall unless it's you I fall into. I was lost within the darkness, but then I found her. I found
is on Instagram. Look for Wave 98.3 and show us your Vancouver, and we'll show you ours. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
There's something in the air, and we know that it's right. So
This could get weird. The next time you go to the grocery store, you might see the butter locked up. It's Wave 98.3, I'm TJ, and the butter lockup could happen because across the country recently, there's been a pretty sharp spike in the number of blocks, sticks, and tubs of butter that are being stolen. So there was, for quite some time there, I did see some stories about it, just a bit of a mystery about why it was happening. It's now believed that because of the ridiculously high price of butter right now, that there's developed a black market for butter. So it might be, they think, for some people, it's personal use, or there's probably a lot of restaurateurs in Canada who are trying to save a buck in a really sketchy way. Now, I was just looking into the actual cost of butter. And right now in Canada, depending on the brand and the quality, we could pay more than $8 for a pound of butter. Some are cheaper, but if you're feeling really, really wild and crazy, go get yourself an $8 pound of butter. Or maybe not.
People are talking.
98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Fences and an arch around the entrance, two IKEA twin beds for the kids. It's normal to be a little scared, but I want to bend the rules and play some truth or dare. So ask me any question, I don't really care. The only thing I care about is if you'll meet me there. And I want to take your name, and I know hurt. If we got old and you were the one to go first. So I'm wishing on 11s that we both meet up in heaven and fall in love again just like the first time. And I know it all sounds lame, but I know you feel the same. I told my friends that I'd date you. No one believed it would come true. But look where we are. We run away. I know one day we'll get to that part.
Broadcasting in HD for the best listening experience. This is CIWVFM at 98.3 FM HD1. Wave 98.3, Vancouver's coolest vibe.
Welcome to a brand new hour, 7:01 on the coast with your girl TJ. And here's what's making waves in Van City. So I'm sure by now you've heard about John Horgan, but just in case you haven't, our former premier's passed away after a public battle with cancer. So tributes, if you're online, you see them. They're being shared by friends and family and his former colleagues. Their sentiments, you know, if you put them together, here's what I feel like they're painting a picture of: a leader with a really great sense of humor, a temper, and someone who could quickly turn a problem into a solution. John Horgan was just 65 years old. In other news, and Washington, D.C. now, where today President-elect Donald Trump will meet with President Biden at the White House. And since he won last week's election, Trump's been busy forming his new administration. Few details there. It includes several U.S. politicians who have expressed concerns.